evening.
Good evening.
You were able to get on all right this tonight?
I called the regular number and held for about 2 minutes. Then I called the 641-426-1600, and then you came on.
Okay. Well, I got on the the regular number. So, but you can use any one of those numbers that I sent out.
Okay. And I don't know if I'm the first or not. So.
Has joined.
Good evening, Brandy.
Good evening.
Which number did you use to get on?
Regular number.
Okay.
But I had to use that other number, what is it, 641?
Right.
I had to use that one earlier. At 1 o'clock.
Okay.
I tried to get on one, but I couldn't get on. I mean, it went through, but no one ever came on. So did you have a class at one?
No. No, I had a doctor's appointment, but I never got a chance this morning to tell you. So.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't have a class this afternoon in the afternoon. But we could be starting. I'm just waiting for my computer to ramp up because my page is showing blank, but it looks like it's turning on now. We're going to be starting with 356, I believe it is, or 256. I think it's 356. I'll start with the L'shem Yehud, and hopefully my page will be up by the time it's finished. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit kilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yud hei bavavhe. Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vaihino Amadunaya Lohinu Alena Maseya Deno Kunade Alena Maseya Deno Kunade. It's verse 356. Uvoti ba tardi hu devekuta leita beka de ihu gufa de share beem saita. Uvishmo tishaveya, atar shaviya, the dargin the simanech, weet David malcolm, asher akim lahem. The translation. The phrase, and to him you shall cleave, refers to the region where cleaving occurs, which is the center of the body, namely in the center column, which is Tiferet, and lies between the two arms, which are Chesed and Geburah, which represent the two columns, left and right. The words and swear. The Hebrew word is Tishavea, by his name, refers to the seventh, the Hebrew is Sheva, region among the grades, namely the Nukva, which is related to the secret of Shabbat. And this is learned from the verse, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear, is written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. One cannot cleave to right or left columns, but only to the central column. This is an important spiritual law that one needs to learn in their spiritual work. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, does that mean that to be able to elevate your soul, it has to be in balance? I'm not sure what I'm trying to say. It seems like if you can't cleave just to the right and you can't cleave just to the left, you have to be in balance to elevate spiritually.
You're right on track. That's what the law is saying. You have to be in balance in order to cleave to Hashem. If you're on one side or the other, you're out of balance. And if you're out of balance, there's no ability to cleave to the central column. And if you can't cleave to the central column, you can't cleave to Hashem, because He is the central column.
Okay, then can you tell me what the definition of cleaves mean in Hebrew? What is that definition of cleaving to Hashem?
That's an excellent question. Most people think it means to hug. You cleave to your spouse. Cleaving means that you are in unity. You are acting as Hashem on the level of Yesod, on the level of Tiferet, and on the level of the Keter, or the Dot, with better to use Dot. That's what cleaving to Hashem is.
So when we do misvotes, and when we, let's just start with misvotes. Are we cleaving to Hashem when we do those misvotes?
No.
Okay.
You only cleave to Hashem when you love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay. Which to me is you help your neighbor, you tend to your neighbors. To me, that's misvotes, but okay. Maybe I need the definition of what cleave to your neighbor as you would yourself. So
the reason that doing mitzvot isn't cleaving is because doing mitzvot elevates you to a level of loving your neighbor as yourself. Then that is the one mitzvah that you can utilize to cleave to the three levels. Remember that. There are 613 mitzvot, but 612 of them serve the purpose of elevating you to a level where you can't even conceive of loving your neighbor as yourself. Without the 612 mitzvot, you could never rise to the level of thinking that you could achieve that. But once you have achieved all 612 mitzvot, then you can rise to the level where you can begin the process of loving your neighbor as yourself. And who is your neighbor? Ultimately, your neighbor is Hashem. And to love your neighbor, love Hashem, you need to cleave to Hashem. Otherwise, it's only intellectual. Cleaving is an emotional depth. Your questions are excellent, and they're very difficult to understand because you hear all of the religious teachings are you cleave to Hashem by doing mitzvot. But Rabbi Ashlag has taught us the mitzvot serve only one purpose, to get you to a level where you can start the process of cleaving which is learning how to love your neighbor as yourself. And when someone says, well, it's loving your spouse, and yes, of course it's loving your spouse, because your spouse is your other half. Your spouse is part of who you are. But loving your spouse just begins the process of learning how to love Hashem. And then it's the many levels of that central column that you have to climb. That's cleaving. If you go right or you go left, you're not cleaving. But cleaving, when you rise to all three levels, what is cleaving? It is being the essence of the central column, which is Tiferet. Tiferet is in the center of right and left. It has both aspects. But Tiferet is also the fifth from the bottom and the fifth from the top. Tiferet is the central aspect of the vertical column that we call the central column. That's the essence of cleaving. You achieve that level through the teachings of the Sefer Yetzirah, when you utilize them the way I teach you, with the various connecting to the 231 gates. By connecting to the two-letter sequences. By connecting to Hashem in inner essence as you go deeper into your meditation, utilizing the Hebrew letters. All of that is the aspect of cleaving. And so you practice it as part of the 612 mitzvot. But the actual action is only after you have achieved all 612 mitzvot. And that's why the Ari teaches that you have to reincarnate if you lived a lifetime that you didn't do a particular mitzvah. If you didn't do one of the 612 mitzvot, you have to reincarnate until you've completed that.
Well, as we can't, as a female versus a male, we can't do all 613.
Some of us neither can the male do all 613. And that's why Hashem has said, if you study the mitzvah, then I give you the merit of having done the mitzvah.
Okay.
Because as a man who's not born a Kohen, I can't do the priestly work. As a man who's not a king in Israel, I can't do the work of the king of Israel. But if I study those mitzvot, if I study the Torah and I learn that, Hashem says, it's as if I have done that.
Okay.
And the same thing applies to the woman.
So it always goes back to the conscious mind. It's the thought. It's the thought where it all begins. The Moedim, I guess is what you call it, the mind.
Yes.
So it's always at that seed level as to elevating oneself. Action, of course, the action is also important, but it begins in the thought and the mind. So It always, for me, to understand the teaching, it always goes back to the thought. So if you think and you use your mind as Hashem has created for each one of us, then you're elevating yourself. Most people don't understand that. And I didn't for a very, very long time until I started to realize, and I guess that was probably last year, actually, where it really clicked with me. Your thought, each person's thought, consciousness, so important to do the action or to not do the action. You know, to pull back, you know, binding by striking. So that's the way I think about it.
You're on the right track of the way you're thinking about it. This is the world of action. So you have to do the action, but the action starts with the thought. Where does the thought occur? We call it consciousness. But the thought actually occurs as a chemical interaction in the physical brain. So your thought is an action as well.
Right.
Nothing happens in the physical world without a thought. It starts in the thought. It starts in the consciousness, which is the spiritual level of thought. Going to put Brandy on the spot and say, Brandy, should I go on or do you have other questions?
You can go on. I don't have any questions. I was just thinking about a lot of times when you have, I don't know how it works for other people, but when I have a thought, about something and then I see the picture of whatever it is. And then I choose whether I'm going to do it or not. So I don't know if that makes sense, but you can go on.
Is the picture a thought or something else?
You know, usually it's a picture of what I thought.
What do you mean by something else, Anouk? Would that be the emotion side of it?
Where does the picture occur?
You're asking me or Brandon?
Is the picture happening in the physical brain? Or is it happening in the hormonal gland?
I don't know. It could be either or, actually. I'm going to say yes.
And how do you unify the two? The hormonal glands control the emotion. The physical brain controls the thoughts. And both of them are fed from the spiritual consciousness. So is the picture spiritual consciousness or physical brain? Chemical waves, or not chemical, electrical waves.
I think it all comes from the brain, which is a chemical.
The brain is different than the mind. The brain is physical. The mind is spiritual.
Okay. Well, how do you know that you don't get, how do you know it's not something. It's like a thump on the head from the spiritual, that you get the thought, that you see the picture, that you either act on or you don't act on. Whether it's chemical or whether it's emotional, you know, hormonal, like you said, or whether it's electrical synapses in the brain giving off electricity that from a chemical. So how do you know?
Because we know that everything starts in the unconscious level. Where is the unconscious level? Unconscious level is the Sephirah of Chachma. The conscious level is the Sephirah of Bina. The hormonal involvement is the Sephirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. You either do it or you don't do it based on whether you are being reactive or proactive. And the only way you become proactive is when you stop being reactive.
And that's when you do binding by striking, right?
Stopping your reaction is binding by striking. Oh. Stopping your reaction occurs at the thought level. And that's essentially how you cleave. When a 2-year-old runs up to grandma and grabs the leg and hugs the leg, what is she doing?
She's expressing an emotion. I love you.
Maybe. Or maybe she's doing learned behavior. And she's just copying. She's just copying her mom and her dad who hug. But she's too small to get up to the chest. And this verse said you have to go to the chest to Tiferet. She's trying to cleave, but she doesn't have the height to cleave.
So if you get down to her level, and she hugs, then cleaving.
Then you cleave. If you get down to her level, that's like Hashem coming down to the physical level.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what it's described in the building of the Mishkan.
Mm-hmm.
Space in the heart.
Did you say face and the heart, F-A-C-E, and the heart?
The English translation says space in the heart.
Oh, space in the heart, okay.
There is much to think about, and there's much to listen to over and over on this recording.
Mm-hmm.
We are out of time.
But it was a good discussion.
Yeah, it was.
And I'll change your wording to me. It is a good discussion. It's not past tense.
Okay.
Cleaving is never past tense. questions and answers at 10 o'clock tonight. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.